Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Welcome back, Vishal, to the mainstream podcast. And joining us remotely from Delhi is Karan.
Hey guys.
So last time we spoke to Karan, he was somewhere in Jim Corbett National Park?
Pretty close. Pretty much the capital of the land.
Okay, so gentlemen, this week we are back to discussing our favorite topic of the entire season so far, and that should be Leicester City.
Oh, ended already, give them the title.
Given that now they have a 7-point lead over their rivals, it has increased since the last time we checked in with them. Everybody is talking about the so-called title race, title run, but the most astonishing thing, and this is what we want to focus on, is how Leicester and Claudio Ranieri in particular refused to use the T word at all. Karan?
So I guess the best thing that Claudio Ranieri has done has been managing expectations throughout the season. At no point of time has he ever said that the title is our target or top four is our target. Beginning of the season he said 40 points, and even when it was a stage where it looked like they were going to reach the 40-point mark, even if they pretty much went on holiday for the rest of the season, they still were able to comfortably reach those targets. Now, after that, he revalued the targets, and again, the way he's actually set about setting expectations in terms of saying we need 12 points or we need 70 points from the remainder of the season. So, no indirectly making comments which might prove to be a title winning campaign, but still at no point of time has he put that added pressure on the squad.
Okay, and speaking of the added pressure on the squad, Vishal, we'd like to bring you into the discussion here. And how we discussed in an early episode, in fact, our very first episode of this season, where we said that the biggest thing Leicester and Ranieri seem to be doing is playing the players to their strengths.
Yep. So it's a simple formula, right? So because you bring in these players, nobody really knew what these players are capable of, and everybody thought, here's going to be another. So he talks about, Ranieri just put out this article with the Tribune where he talks about his first interview with the chairman, where they said, Ranieri, this is an important season, we need to survive. He's like, 40 points, they're going to train hard and make it happen. But at the same point, he talks about his first training session where he suddenly looks at Vardy, he looks at Mahrez, he looks at N'Golo Kante, and he like, whoa, these are just not normal players, these are players who are capable of something more than they're achieving right now. So all he did is, he told the players, he set expectations to the players of what's expected of them, that if you need to survive, you need to play every week, you need to play your heart out every week, and the rest will follow. And that's about it. And you see the way he set up the squad, right? He doesn't ask anything additional about anybody else, from anybody else. He asks them to play their roles. He asks Vardy to use his pace. He asks N'Golo to run midfield and drive midfield for that matter. He asks the captain Morgan to clear defence, and him and Huth have become one of the best combinations in the Premier League, and everybody thought this is one of the worst decisions when Huth and Morgan were put together, because they were wondering who will cover for who.
And but this is the red card waiting to happen.
And here, and suddenly you see that everybody is just doing their job and covering each other's backs. That's all you need. That's all football is about, right? So keeping things simple.
So Karan, keeping in mind with your latest movie outing, looks like Leicester were searching for a Master Shifu. What they got was a Ugwe, and the results have been tremendous.
Yeah, well, they have one hell of a chief, if you ask me, the way they've been playing this entire season. But I think another very important aspect is that he's been able to instill in the players the sense of, rather he's been able to instill this belief that, they have something to prove. Because if you actually look at it, a lot of these players in this Leicester squad, for a long time felt like, a series of injustice had been committed to them, in the sense that, they were pretty much, most of them, rejects from other teams. I mean, we all know the Jamie Vardy story. And not many people had really heard of, a lot of the guys in the team. Even you look at Robert Huth, who at one point of time was considered to be Germany's number one defender, but then after that his career just went in a complete opposite direction. So a lot of the players in this squad have these storyline, a fairy tale kind of story in their careers.
But Vishal, I think, has a different take on that.
I think it's a very different outset from the players itself, where they aren't trying to prove a point here, because at a basic level they're playing their game and they're enjoying the game of football. As in, if you look at Leicester, every time, one, they're a fit bunch of players, right? And every time you look at them, they're all trim and proper, and they're ready to run. And at a basic level, they're just enjoying the game of football. They don't seem to be playing without a smile at any point in time, and that comes with the fact that they're not playing to prove a point. They're playing because they're enjoying what they're doing, and the proving the point is a byproduct of what's happening. But suddenly everybody's realized Drinkwater is a great player. Mate is being called up to England. Vardy is being called up to England and scoring for England as well. Mahrez is being scouted by Barcelona. So these are players from the fourth division of the French league, the third division of French league, and who are coming and just playing their game for what they're worth. It's simple as that. And like I said, they're not extraordinary players. They still are. None of them are extraordinary players. They are still very ordinary players doing ordinary jobs and what's expected of them. And that's what all.
But the combination of the ordinary seems to be
exactly
it's something quite outstanding.
The fact that if a Vardy is not scoring, he's willing to set up a Mahrez, and vice versa, and Drinkwater is willing to, you know, be the person sitting band while Ancolo is running up and down this thing. So there's so much combination happening in every part of the field. There are multiple partnerships formed in that squad, and that's clearly showing.
So the IPL just starts today. So if I could bring in slightly blasphemous but important reference, that this is beginning to look like Rajasthan Royals of the first season of the IPL.
Oh, very much so, without a doubt. And they have Ranieri's playing machine on roll very well.
Okay, but let's not use the T word either, being the sensible podcast that we are. We'll also let it play out as it should. And we all know what happens with 7-8 point leads. We have seen it happen in certain years. I will not name the years.
I'm wearing a jersey with
but I'll just say
Karan,
you will not open your mouth.
But I'll just say Argentina was involved in some fashion.
Very subtle, very subtle.
And stuff happened in London, but anyway, not our point to discuss here. Speaking of London, White Hart Lane and Tottenham versus Manchester United this weekend. Very, very key game for Tottenham.
Yeah.
For Manchester United, somehow every game seems to be key and yet low-key.
Yeah. Because you just... See, because there was a time where United used to walk into every Tottenham game with swag and thrash their backsides and walk out of it like it was just another day. But now it looks like we are walking into a thrashing one. And two, if we don't win this game, we're pretty much ruling ourselves out of the top four position. So, yeah, it's a fun situation.
So, Karan, Vishal almost thinks that they are ready for a bare-bottom spanking given how Spurs have been playing at White Hart Lane. Do you see any threat to the Spurs given what we saw of them against Liverpool the last week?
Well, I mean, yes, all in all, I think Spurs have definitely had a phenomenal season. But at times, you know, the minute you actually start to expect something from Spurs, they have disappointed at some point of the season. Like, we remember earlier when they lost to Newcastle, they lost to Aston Villa, when we didn't really expect them. We thought that, you know, those wins would probably propel them further up the table. But I guess the most interesting fact about this contest is that the roles are pretty much reversed, like Vishal said, because usually in this particular fixture, at least over the years, we felt that United were the dominant force and Tottenham were there just to, you know, make up the numbers and get whipped. But now, in terms of performances, in terms of I feel even the confidence levels of both squads, it's the other way around. But having said that, I don't think it's going to be as straightforward as what a lot of people are saying for Tottenham.
Okay, logically thinking, I think United still do have the second best defense in the league. I don't know how, but they do still have the second best defense in the league, and I think they will set up tight. They will set up not to lose for sure. That's Bengal's first priority in any case, and there will be a lot of lateral movement. They will look to keep possession and frustrate Spurs, but we'll have.
But I think the only difference, if you look at last week when United beat Everton, the only thing is the Spurs would not probably give up as easily as Everton did, because
Spurs are a fitter team than United right now. Spurs are going to outrun United. Spurs are going to outplay United, and Spurs' movement is going to be forward and quick and brisk passes. Well, United is going to be the bang opposite. It's going to be sideways, it's going to be slow, it's going to be take your time and try to dominate position, which might not really work your way. So unless Bengal has a surprise in mind, I don't really see this playing out, because one, I don't think the United forward line is good enough to currently beat the Spurs defense, though they are a bunch of great potential players. But unless they really surprise Spurs know what's coming their way. And I think the midfield battle is where United lose this game, because I think a Dele Alli and Eriksen are going to run circles around United midfield.
Okay,
whoever
so,
they start.
So Vishal is putting it down.
I think the most important thing here is that for a long time this season, there was a time in fact when we thought that even the top four was gone for United, but suddenly with City's performances recently, the top four is now a realistic possibility for them. So I think they need to definitely use that as a big,
they
would, big motivation.
Yeah, they need the points. But Vishal is basically saying that his prediction is that we're probably going to lose this. Karan, your prediction, so that we can close out the podcast?
I'm actually going to go for a draw.
Okay, so Karan says a one-all.
Works for Leicester.
Like similar for what happened at Liverpool. And yes, like Vishal says, it works perfectly for Leicester, who face Sunderland. And let's see what they do there. So all those and much more we'll bring you over the course of the next week as this season enters its most definitive phase yet. But we never know what surprises are held in store. And we will bring them to you on the podcast. So in the meantime, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher at Soccer Sense.
And you'll find United in mid-table.
And so, that's Karan, thank you for joining us all the way from Delhi.
May the fox be with you.
And Vishal,
pray for
hopefully
United.
We have you back again. And this is Tariq signing off. See you guys next week.